The impaired waters list, called for by federal law, covers those waters not meeting quality standards. About 700 Wisconsin lakes or river segments are already on the list, which is updated every 2 years. At the request of the U.S. EPA, the DNR is proposing adding 99 waterways to the impaired list because those waters exceed the state's new phosphorus pollution standard. The DNR's Aaron Larson says his agency usually looks at factors like algal blooms, fish health, and insect populations before proposing to declare a water impaired.
And so for these 99 waters, we either didn't have that biological data or the biological data indicated that things were in good shape. And after we had received comments from EPA that those water bodies that exceed phosphorus criteria alone should also be added.
Larson says the DNR has agreed with the EPA that the 99 belong in a newly used category that calls for close monitoring of potential biological harm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the public should stay away from these waters. We have found certain cases where the water body is appearing to support healthy biological communities.
Larson says the DNR turned back a request to add 23 more waters because the DNR concluded high phosphorus levels there were temporary. The DNR proposes taking 10 Wisconsin water bodies off the impaired list. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.